No need to look any farther, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. No need to look any farther, you chose the right station.
Fighting!
Mr. Cowboy
at the blue corner.
You chose the right
station. 8 inches tall. Weighing in at a slim trim 195 pounds. Hell, from Memphis, Tennessee, he is the reigning, defending, heavyweight champion of the world. Stand to your feet and acknowledge him, the Black Nature Boy. Cowboy Nation.
Yes, sir. One more time for the people in the back of this thing, man.
Nation.
Hey, how y'all doing this evening? As y'all can imagine, y'all probably think I'm in a real bad mood, man, but I'm not. We're getting to it. So let's get it, man. Welcome to Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation. I'm your host, Mr. Cowboy Nation. Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation is brought to you by Snap Peak Productions. We got all the episodes uploaded to the YouTube channel at Mr. Cowboy Nation. IG underscore at Mr. Cowboy Nation. TikTok, Jerome, Mr. Cowboy Nation. Page solely dedicated to the show. Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation. Oh, you can keep up with the show doing, you know, in any one of those ways. Y'all know how this go. Fill in. All right, anywho. Cash App donations. You're going to see the producer put Cash App tag down there. We are available on all major platforms, right? Wherever you get your podcast, my personal favorite being Spotify. All right? And the reason for that is, right, when you go on there, you search Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. That with Mr. Cowboy Nation is very important because there's a lot of Let's Talk Footballs, but there's only one Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. Can you do? All right, come on, man. Let's go. Let's get to it, man. Yeah. Pendergrass. It's in the field. Let's go, man. Yeah. All right. So, Super Bowl, right? Only one game left. So, who you think Petty won't see down here for? Kansas City Chiefs O-line, y'all come on down here and see me, man. I've never, ever, and The Rock means ever in my life, seen an O-line get they behinds whooped in the Super Bowl on a physical level like the Kansas City Chiefs O-line did in Super Sunday, right? So, you mean to tell me that O-line was the best that the AFC had to offer? This was terrible. It got to the point, the Philadelphia Eagles, they wasn't even doing pass rush moves no more. They was just bull rush. I'm like, so y'all just weak. They don't even need to do pass rush moves. They just pushing y'all in this lap. This soft as cotton, bro. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Oh, man. Right, y'all supposed to be the people walking them out the club. Like, hey, if y'all the guys protecting the dough, then it's over with. I'm talking about y'all couldn't stop nobody from doing nothing. Like, oh my God, it was really bad. It looked almost like Pop Warner-ish. You know that one kid that's real big. It's bigger than everybody else, and he's just bullying everybody. That's what that did. It looked bad, bro. Like, Kansas City, y'all are in trouble because everybody in their dad finna get big O-line or big D-lineman. It's going to be bull rush city. So, Kansas City O-line, come on down here. Patrick Mahomes said, screw you. Boy, come block the sun out their eyes, man. Terrible. Joe, what'd it do, man? Said Patrick Mahomes was running like he old child. I promise you. Was he running like he old child support? I promise. Man. Just terrible. Terrible spot. Well, let's stay with the Kansas City Chiefs. Charles, I'm almost certain I'm finna screw this last name up, but let's try it. Charles Omenihu? Charles Omenihu? Omenihu. Let's go with Omenihu. Charles Omenihu. Come on down here and see me, player. So, you know what? I started not to even give him no crying Jordan. Just so y'all can see the ugly snot bubble crying face they call him. Bro, come on, bro. I understand it's the Super Bowl. I understand this loss hurts. But you can't be on the sideline snot bubble crying, bro. Just, and dude is holding them trying to. What? What? Man, what? What? Dude, I'm talking about just snot bubble crying. Dude, you are a grown ass man. What are we doing? What are we doing now? I can understand Debo with the towel over his head too. That's a cool cry picture. I really shouldn't have put the cry Jordan on him. You know, I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna share the picture. Matter of fact, I'm finna do that right now. Well, I got it back here on Facebook. This is probably the first time I've ever posted something on my page while doing this damn show. But y'all got to see this, bro. it was bad, man. I'm like, dude, you really over here crying like this, man? Well, they got to come and console you and, like, pat you up like a baby. Yeah. Boom, there it go. All right, so I just posted it. All right, so, man, I'm talking about... What are we doing, man? Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And it's bad enough you're getting the brace beat off you. You're already getting the brace beat off you. Then you're going to cry on the set. Do you know how bad this look, bro? All right. Well, play cuz just came in here. Okay, boo. All right. So, now get done here. I'm sliding over to Star Sound Cowboys with my play cuz. And so, we can continue the party over there. Can you dig it? All right. So, yeah, Charles Omenihu, I hope I said your last name. Come on down here and see me, mate. Grab some Kleenex on the way back. What the hell? You can't be crying like that on the sideline, bro. And you down 40, 100 to 14, and you over here crying. You're like, oh, my. All right, so this is the first. Nah, it ain't. No, it's not. It ain't a first. No, it's not. So, screw that. Drake, come see me. Drake. Drake. Yeah, so, let's just go through the facts. We not, look, because I know a lot of y'all out there sensitive about Drake, especially you light-skinned fellas. You're a little sensitive about Drake, right? And y'all kind of in denial that Drake no got smoked in the rap battle. That's cool. Let's just leave your opinion on who won the rap battle to the side. We're not going to even worry about that. We're not going to discuss it. It's irrelevant, right? All right, so let's just go through the facts. Grammys. Kendrick performs at the Grammys. You know, the Grammys are the higher-ups, right? A minor, the whole building. Not in the Grammys. Yeah, the whole Grammys holiday. Then comes to the Super Bowl, the whole stadium, bro. Damn near half of New Orleans. Hey, man, it was overwhelming. Like, they show a reaction, and people are like, wow. Wow. And then, say Drake. What? Hey, you should have been fouled, Kendrick. But Drake, in all fairness and all understanding, and I'm gonna tell you why this is so funny to me. So many people, including myself, ask you, don't even, bro, smooth, act like you ain't here. Right? We all heard the like that verse, Drake. Act like you didn't hear it, bro. Keep making hits. Leave dude alone. Don't worry about it. Right? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Matter of fact, call him and try to smooth out them differences. But leave dude alone. Do not respond. Rick Ross said don't respond. I said don't respond. A couple of people. Like, bro, when leave it alone. And now look. Now look, you walking on the stage with fake bullet holes and smoke coming out, trying to convince people that what happened really didn't. Bro, we all heard it and saw it. Y'all heard it and saw it. Like, bro, I don't even know what to tell you, bro. I really don't. Cause I gave you advice early in this matter. You chose not to listen, right? Well, I'm pretty sure people around you probably, you know, gave you the same advice, bro. Just let it slide, you know. Nah, I'm Drake. Then he had A minor flags. Like he had people with flags with the A and two kids. Oh my, it was just so bad, bro. It was just so bad. Woo! Woo! But all right, Drake, I'ma leave you alone. Cause, man. Come on, see me, Drake, on your way out. Woo! Man, that was so bad. That was so bad. All right, so we finna get a break and actually get a word from my sponsor. I feel sorry for Drake now.
Introducing SnapX Podcast Network. Give your voice a platform through podcasting. If you're thinking about starting a podcast or already have one, let us help you. Contact us when you're ready at www.snapxpodcast.com. That's www.snapxpodcast.com. The SnapX Podcast Network.
Oh, man. Oh, okay, let's get into it. Let's get into it. Now, this is why some of y'all are really here. Question of the day. Was Dak Prescott out of order for his Cowboys or close comments? Right? Now, for those of you, I shared this video. I know this on my page. So, for those of you who are not aware, Dak Prescott, they asked him. I told y'all this was coming, right? If Josh Allen... But when I made this comment, I really didn't think the Eagles would be in the Super Bowl. I thought Detroit, this was before Jaden Daniels put Detroit in the pack and smoked them. So I thought it would be, but I knew somebody would take a step forward, right? I thought it would be Josh Allen. But I knew they were directly at Dak, especially with the Eagles and the Washington Commanders in the NFC Championship game. I said, they coming directly at Dak, bro. They coming directly at Dak. You know what I'm saying? So, and of course, they caught him out. Hey, man, y'all think you close? Yeah, and it was a bait question. It's bullying the board material for the Eagles, right? Whenever we play again, you know that's coming. Right, so, and Dak said, yeah, I think we close. No, if you check the record, yeah, you know. Yeah, we're close. Dak is 9-3 against the Eagles. So, yeah, I mean, Dak has done fairly well against the Eagles, right? But Dak was hurt this year. You know what I'm saying? So, I ain't trying to take nothing from Philly. But I just, you know, I feel like if Dak was healthy and all we had to worry about was Washington and Philly, I think we good. I'm just saying, bro. But... that ain't the case, right? Dak has problems with San Francisco, right? And, you know, the Green Bay game got out of hand, but they used a lot of what San Francisco did. All right, so I'm just saying, I like my chances. If I got to play Philly in the playoffs, I like my chances. My boy Joe said, I really like what Dak said. It shows he was confident in his team. Thank you for saying that, Joe, which brings me to my next point. What the hell is Dak supposed to say? Really? Honestly? What the hell is Dak supposed to say when they ask him, are you close? And he looking at this team. I spank this team at least once a year, every year. I hang at least 40 on this team. So you asking me, do I think I'm close to a team that I have great success against? Right? What is Dak supposed to say when they ask him that? Yeah, hell yeah, we close. Yeah, last time I played him, I hung 40 on him. yeah, we close. Right? So, you know what I'm saying? What Dak supposed to say? You know what I'm saying? And they beat Washington. We beat Washington with backups, bro. We went to Washington with the second string and beat them in their front yard. So why wouldn't we think we're close? Why wouldn't we think we're close? Right? Detroit is finna take a step back. They lost all their coordinators. Hell, Philly may take a step back. They lost their offensive coordinator. You know what I'm saying? So why wouldn't, you know? But that's just my take on it. I know a lot of people saying, well, Philly's been to three Super Bowls in the last 10 years, they've been to 3-1, 2. Y'all not close. If I get on the field with you and beat you, why wouldn't I think I'm close to you? I understand the success, but in Dak's case, you won the Super Bowl and I was injured. You won a Super Bowl and I was injured. Right? So one can make the case the only reason you got there was because Dak was out. I'm just saying, bro. So what is Dak supposed to say? So at first I was like, oh my God. But then I thought about it, I said, what is Dak supposed to say about a team that he beats at least once a year every year? What is he supposed to say about them? Check Jalen Hurts' record against Dak. It's like 1-3 or 1-4 or something. It's not even close to being 500. So what is Dak supposed to say? So, you know, we're getting to that a little later. I'm going to go to, did you see that moment from the Super Bowl, of course. Let's go check that out.
Mahomes rolling out. Looking, firing.
Oh, he does not play for the Chiefs. Oh, man. Oh, up, cut in. And that is a pick six. And that is the beginning of the end of the Super Bowl. The ass whooping commenced immediately after that. Right. They got down 17-0, bro. You one-dimensional now, right? You one-dimensional. You down 17-0. You about to go pass happy. You got the best QB in the league, right? So, you know, running is pretty much out of the window. You one-dimensional now. And once they found out them guys couldn't pass block, work for fart, it was over. It was over. It was over. They couldn't pass block to save their grandma's life. They had no clue. They were hopeless and helpless. Right? It was a wrap. That was the beginning of the end. KC, if y'all don't get that O-line together, little buddy, let's get into a Super Bowl recap. So, Phyllis D-line, as aforementioned, Phyllis D-line. Right? I had question about how they were going to block Jalen Carter. I wonder what they're going to do. But hell, they couldn't block nobody. They couldn't block Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith. Sweat got in a couple times. They couldn't block nobody. They couldn't block no Brandon Graham guy. They couldn't block nobody. Like when they came, when they got behind, they couldn't block nobody. So I don't. And Phyllis D line is not that great. Trust me. I see them twice a year. They not that great. That was Kansas City. Kansas City O-line was absolute trash, bro. And they've been trash all year, right? They've been suspect all year. And they ran up on the real defensive front, and it showed. It showed. But Phyllis D-line is not that dominant. I think it was more of a indictment on what Kansas City brought to the big game, which leads me to the Chiefs O-line. Were these a bunch of backups? I think that's the question I have, because it looked like a bunch of backups. They looked like a bunch of backups. Like, They didn't have a clue, right? They looked like a bunch of backups, bro. Like, they couldn't block nothing. And you know it's bad when everybody's bull rushing. So, you know, they done went to the sideline. Hey, man, they soft. Yeah, we can just bull rush them. Just push them back in their lap. And you just saw everybody just. So Mahomes hiked the ball. Here comes somebody in his lap. Somebody falling. I said, boy, this is terrible. Like, the Chiefs O-line. So I think the Chiefs are definitely going to address the O-line in the offseason. That's what I'm going to be watching. I'm going to watch and see it because that was a glaring weakness. I don't think they got something in Worthy. Worthy had a nice game, nice quiet game, right? But that O-line was trash, bro. So I want to see if Kansas City going to spend some draft picks or, you know, go out in free agency and grab some O-linemen because they need it bad. Jalen Hurts. Woo, I'm finna ruffle me some feathers with this right here. All right, so Jalen Hurts taking the next step, right? So there was a moment in the game when Jalen Hurts threw a pick. They were driving in the score, got pressure on Hurts, underthrew the ball. Reed made a great break, picked the ball off. Looked like KC was coming back from the roar back, right? Jalen Hurts went over to the sideline, got with the O-line, and they were pointing at the tablet. You see everybody kind of shake their head and walk off. Jalen Hurts ain't had that problem no more. Right? Jalen Hurts may end up being the Super Bowl MVP. So needless to say, whatever, there was an adjustment made. Right? And whether it be the coach, Jalen Hurts himself, whoever. But what I'm saying is an adjustment was made. Right? And the Eagles took off. You saw Jalen Hurts just do what needed to be done, right? He hit wide open guys. He made tight window throws when guys wasn't wide open. Took off and ran when he needed to take off and run. He just did whatever it took. He put the team on his back and willed them to a win, right? Now, did the defensive line dominate? Yes, absolutely that helped. Absolutely that helped. But you still got to score points, right? The defensive line just play defense. Like, the offensive unit still has to go out and score points. You know what I'm saying? So, and they did. They did, right? Jalen made the right reads. He played a brilliant game, right? With Kellen Moore as the offensive coordinator, may I add, but, you know, we're getting to that a little later. All right, so A.J. Brown. Now, when I made this outline, I got to get out this disclosure. So when I made this outline, I had one perspective. Then I saw something else right before the show. So I get into all this. So A.J. Brown, the problem in the future. Now, the reason that I put this in the show in the outline is because it was a point in the game where the Philadelphia Eagles were up in the Super Bowl 17-0. So, needless, I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but hey, looks like to me that you have firm control of this game, and it's the Super Bowl. You up 17-0, right? Kansas City made a stop. A.J. Brown comes to the sideline, throws a hissy fit. Sirianni trying to calm him down, yelling to him, trying to explain to him, and he just throwing to him. And I'm like, dude, you up 17-0 in the Super Bowl and you mad? What? What? Like, you mad because you got a punt? Because you didn't. You up 17-0, bro. Like, They're gonna make some plays, they're gonna make some stops. Right? And that's something just threw a hissy fit. So now I'm like, nah, that's a dude that's selfish as hell, all about himself. That's a cancer. Philly need to get off him, right? I'm just going to be honest. That's initially what I saw. Because I don't understand being up 17 to nothing in the Super Bowl and you upset. What are you upset about? I don't get it. I promise I don't get it. But other than you not getting the ball, you know what I'm saying? You not getting the ball. So, very selfish. Came out very selfish. But what I saw right before the show was he explained his behavior. He said that he's not satisfied with the Super Bowl because he didn't dominate. That's what he said. So I don't know. I guess I'm sticking with my take. Yeah. That sounds a little cancerous to me. So one of the most dominant Super Bowl performances we've seen in recent life, right? And you upset because it wasn't you? Wow, that says a lot, bro. That says a lot. So screw everybody won. Everybody came together for one goal and we accomplished that goal. Screw that. Throw me the damn ball. You Keyshawn Johnson. That's what you want. That's what's up. So I'm just saying, Philly, you can keep them around and let them slowly tear your team apart. I would love to see that. But yeah, I'm just saying, man, I don't know. That was a red flag to me. So y'all let me know what y'all think on that. All right, so State of the Cowboys address, man. I'm going to get into two players, and I'm slide on out of here. My boy Terry McCoy said, it sounds selfish to me, but oh well. Yeah, it sounds selfish, man. And like I said, I hope he tear the team apart. I really do. I really hope he tear the team apart. I'm hoping he just split that locker room straight down the middle. That'll be awesome for us. All right, so my State of the Cowboys. I got two players I'm going to talk about. Well, now let me talk about Schottenheimer first, man. Look, Schottenheimer is putting together a really, really good coaching staff. This coaching staff looks good. It is screaming, we going to run the ball. I'm just saying. It is screaming, we going to run the ball, right? And if that is the case, man, I don't know. I'm just saying, if the Dallas Cowboys, and that's really like us, the Cowboys podcasters, that's been all of us, we may agree or disagree on Dak Prescott, right? But one thing that we all agree on is the lack of commitment to running the ball. I think pretty much all of us agree on that across the board, right? And I feel like that's what Dak Prescott needs. I think we asked Dak Prescott to be Pat Mahomes, and Dak Prescott is no Pat Mahomes. Lee, what it do, man? What it do? I think Dak Prescott is no Pat Mahomes, and there's no shame in saying that he's no Pat Mahomes. But, there's only one Pat Mahomes. Dak needs a strong running game. That's what Dak needs, right? Hell, Pat Mahomes won his last one on a strong running game. Right? So what makes you think Dak Prescott don't need one? So Dak Prescott needs a strong running game. I think Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb will put up numbers, right? I think Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb will put up crazy numbers if we had a strong run game, because we would have to play CeeDee one-on-one. Right, so CD kill you one on one. I don't care who the corner is. What they can do with CD moving them in the slot, CD will eat. If you got to play man coverage, right? So I'm just saying, bro. I don't understand why this hadn't been a thing. And this is what I'm trying to explain to some of you Cowboy fans who got upset and said whatever you had to say about that. I didn't agree with it either, but from what I heard in the press conference, it sounds like he has convinced Jerry to play football the right way. Seems like he has sold Jerry on really running the ball. Hey, Jerry, let's really focus on running the ball and getting a decent defense on. If the Cowboys commit to that, sky's the limit. But So Hollywood, but then it may have been Mike McCarthy. Oh, and I did hear, now, I didn't hear this from anybody inside the building or nothing like that, but I heard that Schottenheimer had made some changes in the offense. I said about a year or two ago, tried to open it up a little bit, Mike shut them down. That's what I heard, right? So maybe a little Jason Garrett action going on. Right? You select them out the job. But I don't know, man. I like the way Rico looked running the ball last year. I like what I saw from Rico Dowdle in the running game last year. So if we can continue that, and especially in the draft with all these backs, right? We definitely gonna upgrade the running back position. If we re-sign Rico or if we let Rico walk, the running back position will be better. Right, so I'm just saying, dude. I don't know, man. You got Michael Parsons saying Cowboys will win the NFC. I'm just saying. Sound like they know something. We don't. Because they talking real big and bad, you know. I'm just saying, bro. And I'm around with them. I'm talking big and bad, too. So, if the Cowboys commit to running the ball like they should, like the writing, if the writing on the wall is true, the Cowboys will be a problem next year. I'm gonna go ahead and say it, bro. I ain't gonna tiptoe around it, right? Even Matt Eberflus is gonna put a nasty defense out there. Matt gonna put a nasty defense out there, right? So if we run the ball, if we top five in rushing, and Eberflus got their defense doing what they need to do, yeah, we may be close. I'm just saying, and I hope we are, because all you bandwagoners that left five rings for two, I hope we are close, so you can stay right where you at. Stay over there with your little two rings. All right, so Dak Prescott, man. I'm back on Dak Prescott. All right, so I'm going to say this. Look, somebody got to tell the truth about Dak Prescott, okay? Somebody got to tell the truth about Dak Prescott. Chris Hennigan, Night Owls in the building. What it do, man? Somebody got to tell the truth about Dak Prescott, bro. And, like, I'm not a Dak hater. I'm not a Dak apologist. I'm just a guy to call a spade, right? I'm a trademark there. That's a nice one. But, look, we looking at Jaden Daniels. Like, we got to address the elephant in the room, man. Jaden Daniels and Jalen Hurts in the NFC Championship game, right? Jaden Daniels a rookie, right? Already in the NFC Championship game, first year, right? That looks bad on Dak, bro. We just got to call a spade a spade. That look bad on Dak, and. And there's a group of Cowboys fans that got every excuse in the book. Oh, it was play calling. We are out of excuse. We really been out of excuse for Dak Prescott, especially with what just happened in Philly. Guess the same Kellen Moore y'all was blaming in the San Francisco loss. But I said dudes were open all game. Kellen called a great game. No, it's Kellen. He ain't want to run the ball. San Fran was hell-bent on stopping the run. You had to throw him out of it. He needed his QB to make some throws on the back end to pull San Fran off. Then we can run the ball. But the QB couldn't make throws on the back end because he got blind. He wasn't seeing pre-snap reads. And I'm telling you what I'm seeing on film. He wasn't seeing pre-snap reads, bro. C.D. Lamb lined up off the line, matched up on the linebacker, and you throw a pick because you ain't even look at C.D. Lamb. You throw a pick on the opposite side of the field. Stuff like that. And C.D. destroys the linebacker. because no linebacker can cover CeeDee Lamb when you can't get hands on him because he lined up. That's your read. Like, come on, bro. I've never played professional football. I've never played QB at a professional level. But I see that. How are they paying you to play quarterback and you don't see it, bro? That's what I'm saying. Like, it's stuff like that. So, the reason that Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys have not been in the NFC Championship game recently is because of Dak Prescott. It is what it is. We blaming everybody but the guy throwing the ball. We blaming everybody but the guy throwing the ball to the wrong team when somebody open. On the same damn play. Twice. Right? Did this twice, bro. And the defense still held San Francisco to 19 points. San Francisco was hanging 35-40 on everybody that year, right? That was your opportunity. Because you got past San Fran, it was wide open. You know what I'm saying? And defense showed up and balled out. The offense coordinator called a great game. Dak didn't show up. It is what it is, right? So, Dak is the reason the Cowboys have not been in an NFC Championship game appearance recently. And it's, you know, and with Jalen Hurts doing what he did, man, Jalen Hurts a made man now. And you got all us saying you better than Jalen Hurts. I mean, I think you better than Jalen Hurts. Your record says you better than Jalen Hurts. Nothing else left for you to do, sir. Right? And at this point, with that, either he has to put up or he got to dip, bro. Because this it. Y'all want to pay Dak $65, $70 million a year to do what he's been doing for the past night? I don't. Ain't no way in hell. I want to pay Dak $65, $70 million to do what he's been doing the last 9 years. He has to take a step forward. Or somebody else can pay him $65 to $70 million and look great in the regular season to get smoked in the playoff. Yeah. You can take that problem on down the road to somebody else. We're going to start over. Right? So, yeah, I'll go ahead and draft somebody, bro. I'm not doing it. Like, nah. So, Dak has to take a step forward. Or he out of here. He got to go. Because why are you here? What are you doing? Why are you here? Right? If you can't pick the team up and put them on your back, why are you here? Asking to be paid. And we'll take the $60 million and throw it out the window. Why are you asking to be paid like a top-tier guy that's in the Super Bowl every year? If you can't do anything in the playoffs. Right? It don't make sense, right? And I'm not doing it. I don't think anybody with the same man would do it, right? So, I mean, but, you know, he kind of got himself here. I was saying, hey, why $60 million? Why not $50 million? Take what Jalen Hurts got. Get you some help. You know, Dak is the type of guy that needs help. Y'all say it all the time, right? Dak needs help. So how they going to get Dak help if he's taking up all the, you know, he's taking up $60 million of the cap space? They don't, you know, something got to give. Either Dak has to elevate and make the guys around him better and put the team on his back, or we need to figure out what we're going to do because it's too much money for a guy that's not making a difference in the big moments. It is. Regardless of name, player, team, right, we can take all that out. I can apply that statement to pretty much any player in this league. If you're not making a difference in the crucial moments, you do not justify getting paid like a top-tier guy. They pay top-tier guys what they pay them because they make the difference in games in crucial moments. Did you see Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl, right? They shut Saquon down. They said Jalen Hurts gonna have to beat us. And Jalen Hurts beat him. He was the difference in the game. He could have stunk it up through pick sixes like Mahomes was doing, to kept him in, kept him close, and Mahomes steal it from him because Jalen Hurts wasn't quite up. Nah, Jalen Hurts balled out. Right? So I'm just saying, bro, like, we here. We are at our destination. We are at our destination, Mr. Prescott. You know, either you're going to put up or it's time to dip. We need to enter the Arch Madness. We play. I want Arch Madness anyway. Right. The only thing that's gonna deter me from Arch Madness if Dak brings a Super Bowl home. If Dak ain't bringing no Super Bowl home, Arch Madness me, please. Right? So, yes, you know, but at some point, we got to start thinking about QB of the future, right? It's, he keeps getting hurt. We about to be, 10 years in? We 9-10 years in, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, and, you know, he not moving forward. All right, so I'm just saying, like, we're going to have to make a choice, man. Nick, what it do? What it do, man? Got an old Eagles fan in here. They happy, they fat. You can tell. You tell when people just start winning, can't you? Would you sign T. Higgins to pair with? I would absolutely take T. Higgins. But so Joe, let me tell you this. Joe Burrow. Now check this out. What I just said about Dak eating up all the cap space. Joe Burrow said he is willing to alter his deal if that means they can keep some of the guys around him. This is what Joe Burrow said today. I am willing to alter my deal to lower the cap hit so you can keep some of these players around. Another guy that's been to a Super Bowl, right? But you see the mindset? I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying. Man, so we got an Eagles fan here said Dak ain't bringing nothing home. He fraudulent. You know what? Nick, it's put up a shut-up time for Dak, bro. Like, it is what it is. It's put up a shut-up time for Dak. It's so, am I, of course I'm around him. Nah, he ain't fraud, you know. Just give him some time. man, we out of time, bro. Like, you got to come on with it. Like, Jalen Hurts got the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl MVP sitting over there. And everybody's saying you better than him. So, show it. Right? So, we need to see. Like, we need to see. The jury, I guess the jury's still out. Is he a fraud or not? But he got to at least make a run, bro. I'm just saying, like, we need some life in the postseason. Desperately. All right, so Michael Parsons. Michael Parsons. Are the Cowboys about to trade Michael Parsons? Wow, are they about to trade Michael Parsons? Michael Parsons said he going to join the Chiefs if he ain't won a Super Bowl by 30. I told y'all. I think Michael Parsons is on the headline train with Jerry Jones, bro. I don't know. I think they done had some type of conversation. And Michael done drunk the Kool-Aid, man, because it seemed like he's just as bad as Jerry about saying something that's going to keep the Cowboys in the headline. You know what I'm saying? So, if it ain't it, to the point that if it ain't Jerry, it's Michael. You know what I'm saying? So, so this is perfect, right? The Cowboys have had, there's a report that the Cowboys have had a discussion. Now, listen at that. The Cowboys have had a discussion about trading Michael Parsons. A discussion. Right? So a discussion could go either two ways. Check this out. Discussion number one. Hey, Jay, what you think about trading Michael Parsons? Man, if you don't shut the hell up. So that's discussion number one. Short, sweet, over with. Discussion number two. Hey, Jerry Jones, what you think about trading Michael Parsons? Well, what you think we can get for him, right? So we don't know which conversation we had. That's the point I'm trying to make, right? We don't know which conversation was had. But let's go to conversation number two. Let me ask y'all this, right? So if we got the Tennessee Titans at number one, right? So if the Tennessee Titans say, hey, Cowboys, how about you let us get Michael Parsons? What it's going to take to get Michael Parsons? And Jerry says, oh, that's Michael Parsons. Generational talent. I need at least two first-round picks. Okay, Jerry, what if I give you a first and a second and I throw this player in with it? Right? Or, sure, Jerry, I give you two first-round picks. So you mean to tell me I'll be picking number one and number 12 in this year's draft, and I have two more first-round picks in this year's draft? So, of course, at number one, I'm taking Abdul Carter to replace Michael Parsons, so I ain't lost nothing now. And I still got the number 12 pick. And I got a younger Michael Parsons on a five-year rookie deal. Right? So, I'm just saying now. I'm just saying. And you send Michael Parsons to the AFC. We ain't got to see him. He they problem now. He Pat Mahomes' problem now. Right? I'm just saying. Like, now, I absolutely positively won't keep Michael Parsons. But if somebody blows your socks off like that, you're going to listen. You're going to listen. Because for that deal, Michael Parsons will be in Tennessee tomorrow. Can you dig it? He'll be out of here. Parsons said he would take less money to sign Myles Garrett. As he should. Don't you wish other players on this team had that same mindset? You know, taking less money to get help in here? But anywho, man, that's all I got. I'm finna dip, get on out of here, y'all. We either got the combine, something going on at the end of the month. I want to say the combine is going on at the end of the month. So the combine is going on at the end of the month. You'll see me after the combine. We'll do some, we're going to do some stuff on the combine. We're going to cover the combine. I'm going to give y'all who I think looks good, right? Who I think is overrated. Because it'd be a lot of overrated cats in that combine. They have all that hype and you see them in the drills. You're like, this dude is going to be absolute trash. But they love him though, right? So, you know, we'll get up after the combine, man. I keep you guys posted and in the loop. Make sure you're following all the pages, liking all the pages. Stay in tune and stay updated with the show. Until then, I want to say it's like the 26th through the 28th of this month. So it'll probably be the week after that, the Wednesday after that. So like I said, I keep you guys in the loop. I'm gonna be going live randomly because I ain't got nothing going on, man. And I'm sad. Tennessee won't do it because Tennessee needs a QB. Yeah, you right. They need a QB. Well, they got Will Levis. You know they took Will Levis in the second round. But Will Levis, he looked good at one point. So maybe they want to stick with Will, man. But if they add Michael Parsons to their front, oh, my, Tennessee will be some serious. That defense will be nasty, bro, if they get Michael Parsons on the front. Chris said he needs a team that is stable. This team is never stable since Troy Aikman. How many times this guy going to have a different balls, different O-line run? I understand all that, Chris, but Jalen Hurts had damn near a new offense coordinator every year, too. You see what I'm saying? So, like, we out of excuses, man. We really out of excuses. Jalen Hurts had a different coordinator damn near every year, just like Dak has. And I'm going to keep it a book. I feel like some of the offensive coordinators were fired unjustly. I'm going to keep it a book. Run game ain't being utilized. I never seen Kellen Moore call a great game in the playoffs. Boy, y'all really finna make me pull up this San Francisco film. in San Francisco and show y'all CeeDee Lamb cooking cash all night? Y'all gonna make me do that? That's what y'all want? Y'all want, man, y'all gonna get that smoke? I got time, bro. I'm telling you. If I say something to y'all, it's on film, bro. If I say, if whatever opinion I base on the player, it's based on what I'm seeing him do on the field. It's film. It's film to back up everything I say, bro. Kellen Moore called a good game. The San Francisco game, we lost 12-19. Kellen Moore called a great game. I tell you that. I'm gonna pull up a play. Dak threw a pick, and it should have been a touchdown, bro. The same play I was talking about earlier with CeeDee Lamb lined up on the linebacker in the slot, off the line. If Dak hit that ball right, CeeDee Lamb got one dude to beat. He run to the bus. But Dak threw a pick on that play. You see what I'm saying? So, that's, to me, that ain't on the play caller. That's on the guy throwing the ball, bro. The play was there to be had, and the QB didn't execute. That's on the QB. That ain't on Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore called the right play. So, y'all, I'm going to pull it up and show it to you. But, yeah, nah, Kellen Moore called a great game in the San Francisco game in San Francisco, man. And a lot of people say he abandoned the run. He had no choice. Fred Warner was coming downhill, right? So they had no regard. They was disrespectful. It was disrespectful, bro. The coverage on the back end was so trash because they weren't worried about that. They just sat on all the short routes because they know that's all they wanted to do, right? The route to CeeDee Lamb, it was a deeper route. They wasn't even guarding those. They knew Dak not finna go down the field and throw down the field. He won't throw these slants and come back. So just sat on them. And that's how they got the two picks. I'm just saying, man. So all this on film, bro. I'm not making none of this up. I'll show it to you, though. But I'm about to get on out of here. I'll get with y'all after the combine. Look for that film breakdown. Ain't going to be in the morning. Valentine's Day morning. So I'm going to give y'all that film breakdown for Valentine's Day. San Fran got on red, so that'll be my Valentine's Day gift to some of y'all. Or the Dak haters ain't going to like it, but hey, it is what it is. I mean, the Dak lovers not going to like it, but it is what it is. All right, so like I said, man, stay in the loop. Post-combine show, I get with y'all. Random lives, because I'm going to be missing y'all because I ain't got nothing else to do. Ain't no show no more. Be good. Not to be good, but to be great. I'm gone, y'all. Bye.